Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Last week, President Asterisk went out for ice cream again, and the media was on it, because they're Johnny on the spot, quizzing him on what flavor he selected, the kind of cone, whether it was yummy or not. It looked like it was yummy, according to the flashcards that he uses to help him survive these intense journalistic grillings. It's great to know that our alleged president is capable of looking at an ice cream cone. Unfortunately, besides watching Matlock reruns, that's about all this crusty old weirdo can do. Because he's senile. And he's a mess. That's not open to debate. Because we aren't allowed to debate it, at least not in the mainstream media. But it is the truth, which must not be uttered. Everyone sees the emperor has no clothes, mostly because Dr. Jill went out for coffee and Joe forgot to put on his pants again. So, it bears asking, simply because it bears asking, who's actually in charge? Is anyone? Now, the lack of someone in charge is not necessarily bad. The last thing we want is for an intense, vital leader focusing the collection of pinkos, commies, and bizarre mutations that make up this asterisk administration on achieving its nefarious ends. But what we have here seems to be a patchwork quilt of bureaucrats, politicos, and social media blue checks, each pushing individual fetishes instead of their awful agenda as a whole. The result is not just chaos. Ah, the glorious chaos. But the ham-handed way they're going about it is also energizing we normals' resistance. It's a perfect storm of failure, and we should help them fail however we can. Now take the new New Deal from a guy who is probably 50 when the old New Deal was dealt. Who was honchoing this shift show? What was the plan? I know, let's get our pals in the media to hassle Joe Manchin so much that he commits political seppuku and kills the filibuster. But that's not a plan. That's not even a tactic. That's just stupid. And that dumb campaign has failed. So since it has failed, it was on to infrastructure plan B, as in bipartisanship. Somebody unwrapped the shawl from around Mr. 10% for the big guy and trundled him out to the White House lawn to stand with Mitt and the Mayo gang and announced that they have all figuratively built bridges across the aisle to build bridges in real life and, incidentally, to do a lot of other things that involve giving your money to Democrat interest groups. Because remember, looting your savings is infrastructure. Now, this would all be fine and good except someone let Grandpa Badfinger talk again. A few hours later, he spilled the beans on how the scheme was to sucker the GOP into voting for the bipartisan nonsense and then link it to the monopartisan nonsense. Cue the tap dancing as they went into damage control mode yet again. So I got to ask, is anybody in charge of this guy or any part of the government at all? Look at the military. Where's the leadership there? It's just been seated over those four-star mediocrities who want to shelve Sun Tzu in favor of the insights of Ibram X. Kendi. There's a big, ugly enemy literally over the horizon, but challenging China is hard. No one pats you on the head for that. So you decide to please the left by pretending that the real enemy is the weather, but you still retain your flexibility to meet emerging opportunities to suck up to the garbage ruling class. And that's why when these terrifying, unarmed, selfie-taking seniors insurrected, the gang who can't win a war decided that the scary threat of extremism, by which they mean disagreeing with the regime, is the new big bad du jour. Maybe they can finally wring the victory they've been denied by actual enemies out of fighting people without guns, but with arthritis. Over in Europe, America is giving the farm away to Putin. He used to be the worst guy ever, but now gets the thumbs up for a big gas pipeline to Germany. And Ukraine's lethal aid to defend itself from Russia is held up. Didn't we impeach somebody for not giving the Ukrainians aid? I mean, did I miss something there? And in Geneva, someone is negotiating with the mullahs, by which I mean begging them to enter into an agreement where they pretend to not be making the bomb anymore. And who's coordinating that part of these things? It's not that withered old fossil. And what it seems to be is various fiefdoms within the hashtag administration, each doing their own thing, a federalism of failure as it is. And the best part of their tunnel vision keeps them from seeing where they're creating huge issues for the administration as a whole. Take CRT, please. The PC platoon is going full tilt on it, using the bureaucracy to push this out with any regard to the fact that everybody hates it, except the left. They see this as their one shot to take this noxious brew of racism and Marxism out of the faculty lounge and throw it into normal people's faces. But all they're doing right now is spinning up the backlash. And when little Billy, because normal people name their kids normal names and not annoying ones like Caden, comes home and announces his teacher's pronouns are Zip Zork and that he is personally responsible for slavery, this motivates people to resist. Same with crime. The administration is packed with leftists who insist that the cause of crime is not criminals, but you normal people out there who are not committing any crimes. Except that's insane and stupid. And when your Prius gets broken into a third time, you're going to start moving right, whether or not you have a Bernie 2020 sticker on the bumper or not. So, what's up with the border? We're letting everybody in. How can that go wrong? But it's already going wrong for the Dems. The Texas border region used to be deep blue. It's not anymore. Maybe Dr. Jill is in charge, because after all, she's a doctor. Can't be Kamala. She's busy not going to the actual border. Is it somebody on the White House staff? Is it nobody at all? Maybe they could put the scoop jockey, the ice cream parlor, put him in charge. He couldn't do any worse. Couldn't do any worse there. I don't understand. I really don't understand. Normally, you know, at least with Obama, you know, we knew that he had plans for us. He was going to fundamentally transform America. Well, I don't know what Joe Biden is out to do, except get guns. He's definitely out there to get guns. He gets pretty serious and pretty evil sounding when he's out there ready to go get guns. Absolutely. So, I guess we'll see. I guess we will find out. And maybe this coming week, the president will go out for funnel cake. We could always hope for that, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Engineers Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull, and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now then, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has issued a new executive order this week declaring a disaster emergency over gun violence in his state. He stated, "Gun violence is a public health crisis and we must treat it like one." He stated this, of course, over Twitter. So if you have any relatives in New York State, go get them right now. Get them out of New York State. Because last time he declared a public health crisis, look how many senior citizens he killed. I am serious as a heart attack on this one. Cuomo saying anything about public health crises or how to handle them is absolutely laughable given his colossal and deadly mismanagement of the Wuhan coronavirus in New York. But beyond that, declaring a public emergency over gun violence is a transparently partisan and anti-gun move aimed at getting gold stars from the leftist Democrats who never rest in their attempts to undermine the rights of a law-abiding citizen. Now, if Cuomo was actually serious about reducing gun violence in New York, he'd invest in more policing, oppose a bail reform or other programs that put violent offenders back on the street. That's just a starting point. But what he either doesn't understand or chooses to be ignorant of is the fact that an emergency declaration aimed at expanding government is not going to keep criminals from using guns in the commission of their crimes. The nonsensical justifications the Democrats use for gun control have been well documented by all kinds of sources. But what's most damning about Cuomo's decision to issue a first-in-the-nation disaster declaration about guns is that there are many things in New York, indeed in the rest of the country, that are more deadly than guns, including Cuomo's own previous failures in leadership. So we're going to start with the baseline that he himself has established, which is gun violence. Data on the number of New York residents who have been killed by armed individuals is not easy to come by from New York agencies due to different reporting standards and a varying granularity of the numbers reported. But the CDC reports 804 firearm deaths in 2019, which is the most recent year for which data is listed. So this gives New York a 3.9 per 100,000 residents firearm mortality rate, which, by the way, is lower than the national average. In fact, the only one lower than that is Massachusetts, 3.4. So while ignoring the root causes of increases in violence ushered in by police defunding schemes and woke criminal justice reforms that have seen spiking violence in New York State and cities across the country, Cuomo is pretending that other more deadly interests to his state's residents aren't as serious of crises. Like the New Yorkers who died after contracting the Wuhan coronavirus in the wake of another executive order that placed COVID-positive patients in the state's nursing homes. A unforced error on his part, a disaster of his own making. Current data from the New York Department of Health confirms at least 15,430 fatalities in nursing homes and adult care faculties. And that's 14,626 more deaths amid COVID than a year of the disaster of gun violence. Yet the only emergency order from Cuomo pertaining to nursing home residents was the one that led to their death. Then there's another area in which New York is failing to protect its residents, which is drug abuse. Overdose deaths in New York claimed the lives of 3,617. That's 2,813 more than gun violence. Leading cause of death for New Yorkers, heart disease, killed 43,806. Cancer claimed 33,655. The flu and pneumonia killed 4,286. More residents died in traffic accidents, 931, than were killed by armed assailants. And yet there's no emergency declaration to address traffic accidents. his decision to declare a disaster over gun deaths is a little more than a woke political posture by a Democrat politician who more than most needs friendly coverage from the leftist media. And the disaster declaration, without action to empower and invest in police and focus on keeping dangerous criminals behind bars, is not going to give him a perceived reduction in violence, which he allegedly seeks. There are plenty of steps they could take to actually address this, steps at work, steps that don't involve incarceration. We may talk about them later. Maybe we won't get to them. I don't know. But it's interesting that this guy has the chutzpah, if you will, to get out there despite all of his scandals, despite what happened with the elderly in New York State, despite all of that, and he still has the brass to get out there and make this declaration with a straight face. And nobody calls him on it. Some of the gun rights organizations, of course, have, but nobody's really calling him on it, you know, in the press, at least. So, I don't know. We are definitely going to see what we're going to see with that. One of the things he's hoping to do is to ignore federal law. I really would love to. I'd also love to know which they want it to be. Do they want federal law to be supreme, or do the states get to ignore it whenever they feel like it? Because up to now, the states have been ignoring it. In the case of immigration, in the case of marijuana. And now we got this, we got all this, I don't even know how to put this. We've got Second Amendment sanctuaries and the PLCAA. We're going to ignore those. We're going to ignore those norms. They're not even. It used to be they at least did this little homage hat tip in the general direction of certain things. They're not even doing that now. Not even doing that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New jobless claims are down, hitting their lowest level since early March of 2020, as the pandemic was shutting down the economy. The Labor Department reporting 360,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That number is still higher than most analysts were expecting. The number, however, is a drop from the previous week's revised total of 386,000. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donald suggests that Black Lives Matter is on the wrong side regarding what is happening in Cuba after the organization put out a statement blaming the U.S. embargo for the country's unrest and praising the Cuban government.
And I find it ironic that BLM loved people protesting in the streets last year, but they don't want to put blame where blame resides, and that's with the communist dictatorship in Cuba.
This is USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the Texas state Democrats who fled the state in an attempt to halt a voting reform bill. McConnell chuckling in response to Vice President Harris's assertion that the lawmakers sacrificed much in their journey to D.C.
Not like much of a sacrifice to me. They've been on a joyride on private planes with plenty of beer on board, and they're getting paid, presumably, even though they're not showing up for work.
The state Senate passed the bill on Tuesday night. More protests in southern and central Florida on Wednesday in support of the Cuban people and against the current communist regime. It was the fourth straight day of demonstrations, with many roads getting blocked off in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez saying he's hoping for change on the island nation.
There's nothing to be rejoiceful for right now, unfortunately. The only thing there is their hope that this moment becomes something bigger.
USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Sal Loose line, the Reformation line, the Militia line, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. What the left wants is the left wants you to get tired of fighting and just simply give up. That's the only conclusion I can come to as I see this pile on of absurdity that we're being asked to accept as normal. We're standing under a giant dumpster and somebody's upended it in an avalanche over us. And the contents stink, but we're increasingly unable to move from underneath. Now, the NEA wants CRT taught in all the schools and will fight for their teachers' right to indoctrinate the kids. How many parents have the means to yank their kids out of public school and either homeschool or find an acceptable private school that eschews all this garbage? How many parents are willing to fight the school board and the administration? I was just wondering the other day, whatever happened to the PTA? Where did they go? You know, how many parents are willing to speak out and gather support against this policy? Supposedly K and first grade enrollment are down 13%, so we know at least that many have found other options. The Will Spa in L.A. lets men into the women's naked baths in front of their small children because California forces them to. It normalizes this kind of behavior as a matter of law. Men compete in women's sports as women, while clearly men, which is beyond any logic. The only result will be the end of women's sports when they become such a joke nobody will watch, or when a woman gets killed in competition with a man. Companies, even though supplying war material, go woke. People are force indoctrinated to keep their jobs. Others are fired for speaking the truth. Tech companies cancel anyone who dares color outside their increasingly restrictive lines. Just the other day, now, you know, I put out a podcast of this show, so I pay attention to what other podcasters are doing sometimes. Joe Rogan is the biggest podcaster on the planet. And the people at Spotify, the staff of Spotify, is losing their collective minds because Joe Rogan is on Spotify, and he's getting paid $100 million by Spotify. But they can't do anything about it because the powers that be at Spotify have decided to keep Joe. Because they spent $100 million on them. The walls are closing in on us as BLM Antifa get away with whatever they choose to do, no matter how violent. And if you are a regular American, you're held up as an insurrectionist. And on top of that, we have a president who can't string a single coherent sentence together, who gets on the floor and bows in front of guests, and who can't even read his own note cards and is constantly fearing he'll get in trouble with his keepers. We have a Veep who cackles like a maniac and inspires zero confidence, even in her own party, who nakedly pretends to visit the border, which, under her ostensible stewardship, is so wide open we can't even protect our citizens in the path of the invaders. Our cities are becoming violent and ugly. Thieves simply walk into stores and take what they want. Public transit is so dangerous many of us are afraid to use it. Roads are crumbling, many governors aren't governing, and mayors either condone defunding police or contend with city councils who demand it. According to the, you know, adding to this urban mess, coherent information about COVID is squelched, so the threat of shutting down again continues to hang over small businesses. We have alarmists touting the danger of increasing cases of the Delta variant, which apparently has symptoms that mimic hay fever, but that's suppressed information too. Now there's a Lambda variant that we're told the vaccine has been foisted upon us, may not protect against that. Kids are still wearing masks, even when their parents are not. This despite ample evidence that their counterproductiveness and danger is very present when they're wearing a mask. Biden just announced a door-to-door vaccinating effort that's coming to every neighborhood, coming to you soon. Thank goodness we still have a lock on our front door. Of course, it's also been announced that the vaccine may become mandatory if it is given final approval by the FDA. We've already lost a lot of small businesses, and the ones that remain open are struggling against the tide as downtowns still haven't recovered all the way, whether because we're still so cowed by the lack of coherent COVID information that everybody's afraid to go out, or because they've become such ugly, violent places that we consciously say it's not worth it to visit. How many reports of tourist cars broken into, possessions and pets stolen, people randomly beat up on the street, and more do we need before the public stops coming? The suburbs are being invaded by mandates to build affordable housing. Town councils accept the idea that gas lines are evil, even as electric infrastructure fails in the wake of over-reliance on solar and wind. Brownouts are becoming commonplace, or as they are called in the Bay Area, rotating blackouts. Apparently, it takes only moments to shut down people's power, but up to 24 hours to restore it. And in that area, they have not been given the option to keep the dumb electric meters either. New smart readers or meters can be controlled from afar. If you listen to Trump now, or anybody that gets out there and gives you some sort of talk based on realism, you become very aware of how much you've missed it. I miss listening to somebody coherent when they speak about reality and present a path forward. And, it's been bothering me. I'm not giving in to the feeling of overwhelming despair. not doing that. But at the same time, we can't afford to sit back and even enjoy wallowing in it. We can't trust any person in power or any organization of government. We got to get wise to them. We got to create pathways through their garbage, as Trump is doing with his class action lawsuit, open other people's eyes to their glaring hypocrisies. And we also have to create opportunities for our voices to be heard. Perhaps only a few people will listen, but maybe they'll each tell a few more. And each voice raised in protest of leftist absurdity has an effect. I think people will become more open to hearing us the more of us speak up. Underneath their complacency, they can't help but notice how idiotic the leftist credo sounds. And I can't help, can't help experiencing how degrading leftist policies feel in real life. Policies that negatively affect the mental and physical health of their children, especially will convert them to their cause. I was watching somebody today that I follow. She's a young photographer, runs a media company in on the West Coast. And she has had so many mental health issues because of her fears of COVID. She won't go up and sit on the roof of her apartment because she really likes to sit in the sun. But she won't go do it because she's afraid COVID is wherever she's going to sit. And that's a real thing for her. And that's a real serious concern for her. We, you know, for all of these people that are easily swayed, we have done them a... This government has done them a great disservice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We get this new voice in the American gun debate to hold conference bringing together gun owners and non-gun owners, according to a media advisory. 97% will host its inaugural conference, Bridging the Divide, understanding how gun owners and non-gun owners can come together for real reform. Who? We get this from the media advisory as well. 97% is a bipartisan group of gun owners and non-gun owners representing the vast majority of Americans who believe in gun safety and responsible gun ownership. The advisory claims 97% is taking back the conversation from the extreme voices in the gun debate. Working with everyday Americans, gun owners and non-gun owners alike, 97% is identifying pragmatic solutions to reduce gun violence in America. And it still doesn't say who this is. And then we find out the man behind the curtain is Adam Miller, self-described in his LinkedIn profile as tech founder, social entrepreneur, and philanthropist. 97% was launched via 1P.org, a social impact entity that Miller created to address some of the most intractable problems facing our one planet. Claims of bipartisanship aside, per the Center for Responsive Politics Open Secrets website for tracking money in politics, Miller's donations to Democrat candidates and groups over the years have enabled the party anti-gun platform and infringement agenda. And per the nonprofit data reporting site GuideStar, the 1P Foundation's 2018 IRS Form 990PF reported net assets of just under $18 million. They have the money to make a dent. A woman holding a baby in a kitchen says to the camera, "I'm a heartless gun-toting nut job." A man carrying a bucket of branches admits, "I'm an evil gun-hating socialist." The intent per 97% professionally produced ad spot is to illustrate the divisiveness of name-calling. The gun debate is pitting us against each other, a narrator recites. But 97% of all Americans support criminal background checks. Together, we can find common ground. I've heard all this nonsense before. This is an organization Rob Pinkus could get behind. 97% is taking back the conversation from the extreme voices in the gun debate, working with everyday Americans. So basically what they're wanting is they expect gun owners to give up stuff, and in exchange they won't call them ammosexuals and racists or accuse them of compensating for being under-endowed. But if you disagree with them or their findings, your voice is extreme. Now, if you haven't seen the ad, you should go look at the ad. I would buy the Everyday Americans claim if every one of the characters featured in the commercial doesn't come across like an actor performing under direction and off of a script. We saw that from the Average Joe Hunter in an Everytown ad to funding gun purchasers having an anti-gun epiphany in a fake gun store set up by Ceasefire USA. All presented as real and representative gun owners. And we're just to accept on their say-so that 97% of all Americans support imposing prior restraints on a fundamental right ending private transfers, which is what they're really talking about, without coming out and saying so. We can't really tell who they polled to come up with that number, and more importantly, there's no way to determine if the opinions are informed. Now, here's a clue to the candor that you can expect from this. They call themselves a pro-Second Amendment organization, yet exist to provide inroads for expansion of infringement. And we can see their strategies coming on executive director Matthew Littman's assertion that 40% of the 2020 spike in new gun owners were women, and 90% of gun owners do not view guns as part of their identity. Who does? Now, Littman serves as MC for much of the symposium, appearing on camera with a Biden photo in the background. He's been identified by CNN as a Democratic strategist and quoted by them saying of universal background checks, "It's ridiculous that it hasn't happened." Absolutely ridiculous. So, for a group trying to mandate a pragmatic solution to reduce gun violence, they say remarkably little about how they intend to get actual criminals to comply. Because that's really the trick to all of this. Nor do they acknowledge an admission from no less a source than the National Institute of Justice's 2013 Summary of Select Firearm Violence Prevention Strategies report that admitted universal background check effectiveness depends on the ability to reduce straw purchasing requiring gun registration. Why might that be, huh? And who feels like finding common ground with an elite-funded group holding so much back and all the compromises seem to go one way? Now, you know, I guess you could just get on with the program, but on with the show, or in this case, the symposium. The pragmatic solutions being claimed included the aforementioned universal background check, including red flag laws and gun safety technology. The panelists included politicians, gun grabbers all, including the token Republican squish added for bipartisanship cred, gun violence victims and actors, smart gun startup entrepreneurs, a former NRA lobbyist, again for the illusion of balance, and assorted university researchers. In the interest of a complete disclosure, you know, there were some people that I wouldn't have minded seeing getting up there that were offered a spot on one of the panels, and they declined to participate for several reasons. Like in David Kodria's case, he wasn't asked to show up until before the symposium was scheduled by a couple of hours. Everybody else had been lined up for some time, was coming on prepared. Many with slideshow presentations to address specific topics, and he didn't have time to research and respond to it. So, you know, not a bad idea, David. Way to go. So, 97%. The symposium lasted 6 hours. Those who want to see for themselves what this meeting, this symposium is about, you can go to the 97% website, which is 97-percent.com, and click on the Watch Our Recent Conference Here link at the top of the page and then register. The webinar was structured into numerous sections, beginning with Miller trying to set the tone of pragmatism over polemics that the various agenda-driven panels would not be able to maintain. Then we got a keynote address that was again given by former LAPD chief and NYPD commissioner William Bratton, a quintessential only one who never saw a gun he didn't want to grab. That's a term for those law enforcement people that think they're the only ones that should have a gun, which in itself is derived from the widely viewed video of a DEA agent who made that claim in a classroom, and then he shot himself in the leg while holstering his Glock. That appellation especially pertains to Bratton, who at, per a 2005 California Rifle and Pistol Association report, needed a concealed carry weapon permit because when he became chief of the LAPD, he was not a sworn California peace officer legally entitled to carry a firearm. He got that, despite the fact that his good cause justification for needing a permit was completely inadequate under their current standard as it is applied to ordinary citizens. Yeah, it just gets better and better. I mean, there's more to this than I can get into. 97%. This is, you know, if you didn't hear about it, this tells you how famous it was. This just tells you how famous it was. But what we're going to do now is we're going to get on our fabulous Tesla Starship, and we're headed to Planet Rick, where waiting for us will be greeted by Rick Ector. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.